How you doing, Abraham? First off, I want to tell you how very much I love you for just... for just reminding me who I am, where I'm supposed to be here, how I'm supposed to experience life. Because I live in paradise every day. And the only question I have is, wife and I have been trying to have children. Actually, we do have a son now. But we've been trying to have children for 12 years. And what happened was, is go through all the doctors. Don't worry, you have time. You got plenty of time. You're young. Eventually, we switched doctors, and we were able to get pregnant. We read all the books. We're happy. Couldn't get a grin off our face. I mean, we finally had a baby. But then 6 months into the pregnancy, we lost him. And just couldn't figure out what I could have done or what we could have done this whole time to... Was it our son's choice to leave? Maybe there's something that was physically coming up that wasn't correct, or he wasn't, you know, in alignment with them.
Nothing that happens is vibrationally out of whack. And so energies coming in always know what they're coming into. And so the vibration that we can feel with both of you is... In other words, every subject's two subjects. On one end of the stick is what is wanted, and on the other end of the stick is the absence of it. And what you're living always means that that end of the stick is the most dominant. So it's understandable to be experiencing lack of baby, 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 until it's pretty strong in your vibration. And yet have a desire that is so strong, even though the resistance is there, that you almost sort of kind of get it going. It's what we talked about at the very beginning of the gathering today, that when you've got a really strong desire and really strong resistance, sometimes the strong desire can carry you a little ways, but the resistance then comes forth. And right. So that experience is just an indication of that. Now, having had this poignant experience, we heard the audience sort of feel your disappointment, and they felt it too. So you have that experience that is a very poignant experience, which can serve you or hinder you. In other words, you can say downstream, well, we got close, which means we can do it again. Or you can say, there must be something wrong with us and we don't get to have a baby, which is certainly not what's going on. Right. What we would do if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would say, well, we've figured out that we are fertile, and we've figured out that we can conceive, and we know that we're strong enough that we can go to full term. And so it's just a matter of deciding what we want, and we're both clearer now than we were before that we want to have a baby, and so let's just have a baby, and meanwhile, let's not worry about it so much. Right. We have visited with so many, and you know them too, people who have a hard time conceiving, and finally they give up, and they adopt a baby, and then they get pregnant. Yep. And the reason that they get pregnant after they adopt a baby is that after they have a baby, they're no longer beating the drum of don't have a baby, don't have a baby, don't have a baby. You see?
That's right.
And so just relax in all of this. Nothing went wrong. Right. Everything is right on track. It is our absolute understanding that you will easily conceive. Yep. Just be easy about it. But here's the thing. Now, we know that everything, especially conceiving a baby, feels like an action-oriented process. And we want you to realize that while certainly that impulse and inspiration to act is important, lining up the energy is the most important part of it. And you cannot feel concerned or unworthy or incapable and be in the right place about that.
Right.
So the kind of words that you want to begin to say to each other are, oh, we're just getting ourselves ready, and we're just making for the perfect opportunity, and we've revved ourselves up. We wanted to understand about creation before we gave birth to a child. We want to understand about upliftment before we gave birth to a child. We want to understand about deliberate creation before we give birth to a child. We wanted to put ourselves in the proper place of parenting, and we want to tell you, the proper place of parenting is not what most parents think it is. Do you know what the perfect parent is? Someone who gives birth and gets out of the way. and you've got all this stuff going on about wanting to be a nurturer. In other words, these energies that are coming forth now, they are interesting in that you have to remember what we were saying earlier, that all the contrast puts this stuff in vibrational escrow, and it's from this vantage point that the new energies are coming forth. So they are coming forth with such acknowledgement of their utter freedom. They are coming forth knowing that they are in charge of their life experiences, and they love being born to those who agree with that, that this is their life that they're being born into, you see.
Right.
Your discussion here has to be the perfect conversation in light of everything that we've been talking about here today. When we say you cannot get it wrong and you never get it done, the reason that you can't get it wrong is because it is never done. And even when something feels so wrong as a child not coming forth that began, when you understand that it's still coming and still coming and still coming and still coming, you realize that nothing ever goes wrong. Mm-hmm. This is the most important thing from this discussion and so much that we've talked about here today, is that the contrast that seems like you don't want it, that often you'd like to be without, is the very stuff that causes the clarity of desire, which summons the energy, which gives the life, you see.
Right. We're going to be trying again. Of course, we have to do like a fertility, so, because of my wife having issues, which she's starting to be coming into interest in Abraham now, which I'm really glad, because we were butting heads on that for a while, and no, I can't force her onto it, but she's seen the change in me in the last 3 months I've met you, and she's actually coming around. It'd be great once we get into alignment.
Well, this is a perfect example where she can focus on the positive outcome or the negative outcome and influence the next outcome. In other words, isn't it interesting? It's such a dramatic example of how I can look at things that worked out the way I wanted them to, or I can look at things and worry about the things that didn't work out the way I wanted them to, which means I can become a match to who I really am, or I can hold myself apart from who I really am. We can see how it might be difficult to get someone to accept this whole story. This is a big story we've been telling you here today. And we know that depending upon where you are in terms of your religious training and the way life has touched you, we know that different things affect you in different ways. And some of you can actually feel that you are source energy in physical bodies. And others, that's a stretch. We know that some of you do accept that not only were you source energy, but that you still are, that you're not here being tested to catch up with something, that you really are creators. And in time, as you begin to listen to these words, and even more important, apply this process of upstream, downstream to your own day-to-day experience, in time you begin to show yourself that you are the extension of source energy that we tell you that you are. And then as you come into that memory that you are source energy here in a physical body, that's when life really begins to be fun for you. We know of no more joyful expression of life than to be in your physical body as you are, exploring the contrast and expanding, and consciously acknowledging that part of you is expanded beyond what the rest of you is currently able to keep up with, but knowing now how to make the shift and doing it deliberately, and then feeling not just the relief, but the growing and growing relief that eventually evolves into ecstasy as you begin to feel the momentum of your life. And consciously understanding that as the momentum is expanding, that more contrast will appear, which will parlay you into yet another place. But in time, the contrast stops having that uncomfortable edge because you appreciate the fruition. In other words, there comes a time that the stillborn or the miscarriage is irrelevant because of the impetus that caused you to achieve something that is so much more. You're getting the sense of what
Absolutely,
we're talking
yeah.
about? Until in time, you embrace the contrast with no discord because you understand its life-giving properties. That's the way you felt when you decided to come forth into the experience to begin with. You don't dread contrast or conflict. Instead, you embrace it as the clay that you're molding your life from. And the disappointment goes away completely once you understand that once you've given birth to it, that you have access to it. It's just a matter of learning to turn your perspective. And it doesn't take very many days or weeks of deliberately applying this before you begin to adopt the invincible feeling of life that you felt when you made the decision to come forth into this body to begin with. You begin to remember that you are a worthy being and that life is supposed to be fun. Begin to remember that that life will give you constant new avenues, and you actually begin to luxuriate in the idea of giving birth to something that you don't know how you're going to get, but you're going to get to watch come into fruition. So the gap between wanting it and getting it is no longer that torturous gap where you are questioning your worthiness. Instead, it's that productive gap while you're just waiting with expectation for the universe to surprise and delight you in all of the unique ways that it will find to do it. In other words, you get to the place where you so know your creative prowess and ability and worthiness that now it's just, what's life going to stir up for me? That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I think I might like you. Don't have a clue how I'm going to get you, but I'm quite interested in maybe moving toward you. And oh boy, is this going to be fun. And then beginning to see the way the universe lines things up for the convergence of your receiving of it. If this time-space reality has the wherewithal to give you the desire for something, this time-space reality has the wherewithal to deliver the goods. And it is the process of bringing yourself from the inception of the idea to the manifestation of the idea that is the joy of life. That's why you're here. To get to actually mold the clay into that alignment. So what we just said is, the joy of alignment might be a little of the joy of being out of alignment, because if you don't get a little out of alignment, you can never feel the joy of getting into alignment. Make sense to you?
Yep.
So things that are going wrong aren't really going wrong. They're just giving you the impetus for what you are wanting. And when you line up with it, now it's righter than it's ever been, but it's not done. It's just righter than it's ever been. You are standing on the most exaggerated leading edge place of well-being that has ever existed in any universe. And it's only getting better. The energy of your time-space reality is moving faster than we've ever seen it. You are experiencing greater contrast, which is causing the stream to move faster, which means you have the opportunity to feel better than you've ever felt or worse than you've ever felt. The options are all there for you. Have you noticed that as you look around your planet, that the well are weller, the sick are sicker, the abundant are more abundant, those that are experiencing lack of abundance are experiencing greater poverty? In other words, it's like a giant magnifying glass is being laid over everything, and whatever it is that you are living is exaggerated. This is the time of awakening. This is the time that you knew it would be. You knew that you would come forth, and that in this time you would figure out how to be the creator that you are. Nothing that you're supposed to do, only that which you want to do. And we want you to always remember that we knew you before you were you. We are you even though you are you. We've seen you now that you are you, and we've ridden the rocket of that which is you, and now we stand as the culmination of all that you are and are calling you forward to that which you are. And when you make the slightest effort to go in the direction of that which you are, you begin to feel the bliss of that, or not. So all of your power is here and now.
Knowing that, that's why I say I live in paradise. You've opened my eyes to it. I love it.